celebrating, or are celebrating, 20 years of my own band, which is quite strange, really, considering I'm kind of playing the music written by someone else entirely.
A dream come true, really, for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's. I mean, I used to. I still write my own music, but I'm doing what I've always loved, which is playing, singing, performing the music of Mark Boland. You know, Mark has been my kind of, you know, inspiration, if you like, since I was like 13, 14 years old. So every time I go on stage, it is like the first time.
Why the fascination with T-Rex and Mark Boland? What was it about him and them?
Well, I think Mark Boland in particular, because Mark Boland, of course, was T-Rex. But Mark, at that time, you're talking about 1971, around that kind of early 70s period, there was nobody like him. It's different today where we've got the choice of whatever music we want to listen to, whatever music we want to see, it's there on hand. But then, you know, in 1971, Mark Boland looked like he'd just beamed down from Mars. There was no, of course, you know, there was no David Bowie. If it wasn't for Mark Boland, who knows, you know, Bowie kind of like had already said that it was Mark that kind of instigated the glam rock period of his own career. So, you know, Mark was there with his kind of, you know, the glitter under his eyes, the flamboyance of the jackets he wore, the way he spoke, the way he held himself, the way he played his guitar, the way he sang, those weird and wonderful lyrics that God knows where they came from. So it was the whole thing wrapped up. There was no... He wasn't manufactured, for one thing. You know, everything that came out from Mark Boland was from his own head. And that's what made him such a unique rock star, which, you know, the old saying about they don't make them like that anymore, they certainly don't make a Mark Boland anymore. I take it that, you know, I'm kind of keeping Mark Boland's spirit alive. I mean, the nice thing that June Boland, Mark's wife, she once saw us and said to me that she considers me to take on the baton of Mark. So, you know...
That's nice, yeah.
That was a nice touch. And it's a funny thing, because I don't go on stage as Mark Boland. I know some tribute bands, they go on stage as the actual people. I mean, we go on stage and people say, oh, he looks a little bit like Mark, he sounds like Mark, he plays like Mark. They know it's not Mark, and it'll be very disrespectful for me to turn around and say, yeah, I'll go on stage as Mark Boland. I go on stage as Daniels. We all have a good time. At a T-Rex show, what's really lovely about it is that I consider it one big family, and we're all singing along together, and we're all having a good time. And it's nice that people think, yeah, I look and sound like Mark, but, you know, I think you've got to keep your feet on the ground, and what I'm doing is keeping Mark's music and sound and performance alive.